Ben, you can bring up anything you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That would be the Pro XPN toll free line for you. And you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. In fact, I prefer it. If you've got Skype, if you have a smartphone and you don't yet have Skype, you can just install Skype on your smartphone and just call us on Skype from that point on, and you'll have an upgrade on your sound. As long as you've got a decent digital connection on your phone.
And room for apps.
Yeah.
I used to have that trouble a lot. But I had actually, while I was down in Miami, you had me install the Skype app on my phone.
That's correct.
For the call-in that I did that evening. And you thought it was a higher quality?
Definitely.
Definitely a higher quality. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you may have to erase one of those apps of yours, but...
So, with you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to start out with some audio that I promised last night. This is from an IntelliHub story, but it's just a YouTube video, basically. It's Baltimore area cops, specifically Townsend, Maryland. So these may actually be Baltimore County Sheriff's Department officers. They appear to be making an arrest in the streets, and one man is standing there. And, you know, they're being gang-like cops. They're... Multiple cops kind of kneeling on this man. It doesn't seem like they're throwing punches or anything like that. So they're not doing anything that's particularly unusual for, say, the police in a college town on a Friday night with some drunken teenagers or early 20s folks. Not anything out of the ordinary, or so it seems.
But so what are you saying? It's completely ordinary if you're getting drunk in a college town that you're going to get kneeled on?
Yeah, it's not unusual for you to see the police going after college students in a college town. They pick on easy marks. That's you know, kind of typical MO for the police. They go after people that don't know their rights. And, of course, college students, they haven't been around that long, so most of them don't know their rights.
Right.
I've handed out hundreds and hundreds of cop lock, know your rights flyers around college campus here in Keene, New Hampshire, and most of the students are very, very amenable to knowing their rights. They're interested in knowing their rights, but you have to hand them their rights. They have to. They're not going to go through any effort to actually learn about their rights.
You should
rights
wrap
on
them around
own.
Beers.
Some people think they get their rights from the Constitution. Some people think that they get their rights from God. But we here know that it's actually Ian handing them their rights.
So, anyway, the cameraman in this particular incident seems to know his rights. And so the cameraman is standing on the side of the road. The police are actually arresting someone in the middle of the road. And I've got the audio.
Well, before you go on, I want to make sure that for the folks... So I don't think we've been entirely clear here. Lots of people know their rights and choose not to exercise them because they believe, for whatever reason, that the law enforcement officer with whom they're dealing is going to be better with them, is not going to... That they're going to get away with, you know, get out of it with less trouble if they're just compliant.
Right.
And
which is true.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not.
Not always.
It's
not always. No, not always.
This is the problem is that you're playing a game and you need to be prepared that, you know, the guy playing the game is better than you.
It's true.
And he may be waiting, or he or she may be waiting for an opportunity. You know,
Well, the other thing is that some people are just completely unable to play this game because either they're not sociable enough or they're not smart enough. And, you know, while I feel like, you know, I'm able to sweet talk a cop every single time. It just seems to work out for me most cases.
I'm glad that's the case for you.
That I'm able to, make a cop chuckle. It tends to get you out of tickets if the cop is laughing and he's like, oh, you're a buddy. Hey, I'm going to get you out of the ticket.
Chuckling's good.
I'm going to let you out of the ticket. But a lot of people, they're just so nervous or they're so adversarial towards police that they're not even able to get over their own fear or animosity long enough to be able to even have that conversation in order to get out of the tickets. And for those people, you know, maybe a constant state of vigilance and activism and knowledge is the best way to go.
So that's great, Johnson, that you've been able to get out of some tickets by making the cop laugh. But that would not really apply to this situation because this situation is
he's
already getting arrested in the middle of the street. The guy is carrying a video camera, and so there's nothing you would
and
be able to say
here. And there's also certain situations where it's inappropriate, you know, like maybe you have actually done something bad, and then trying to get the cop to laugh about it with you is probably not going to work out very well.
In this case, the cameraman didn't do anything bad. He's just recording an arrest happening in public.
Right.
And the way the police come at him is very intimidating, and I don't think there's anything he could have said to have made this cop laugh.
Sure. No.
So I'm going to go ahead and play some of this audio here. So just to kind of set the scene, it's college town in the Baltimore area. It's called Townsend, Maryland, and they are arresting someone in the middle of the street. The cameraman is recording this. The cop, one of the cops, this group of cops who's making the arrest, kind of looks up and then stands up when he notices a camera. So he's in the middle of doing this arrest, and then he just kind of looks around and then stands up and comes over towards said camera person.
Yo, I have my rights! I'm allowed to film!
That's the cameraman showing my rights.
I have my rights! I'm allowed to film!
Then get the hell out of here!
No, man, I haven't done anything wrong!
You've diverted my attention from that! Leave!
I have not...
Ah, yes.
That sounds like an intelligent man right there.
That's a common claim on the police part.
You demoted my... I was trying to pay attention to this thing over here, and then you had that shiny black object in your hand, and I thought that distracted me.
Yeah, that's it's a pretty common claim the police will use, even though this cameraman was at a safer move from these officers. Again, they were in the middle of the street. This is, at the very least, a... let's see. Looks like he was a solid lane... at least maybe two lanes away from these officers. It's hard to tell based on the zoom of the camera,
right,
you know, exactly where he was. But you can see a full lane in the shot. And so you know that he's at least one full lane away from these folks. So he's likely standing on the side of the road with what sounds like a crowd of people, maybe just coming out of a club or something like that. And so a common claim by the police is, well, you've distracted me from the job that I was doing. That's interference with police business. Or
you're 50 feet away from me, holding me accountable with a tiny electronic device. I can't have this.
Yeah. So that's what do you do in a case like that? Well, the cameraman continues to record, and really there's not much you can do besides assert your rights or back down. It's your choice. And this officer was being very, very intimidating. I don't blame the cameraman for being apologetic towards him because, well, these men are scary. And, again, this man was just violently arresting another man in the middle of the street. So you never know what they're going to do to you.
Get from that. Leave!
I've done nothing.
Whoa, 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 sir, sir. Sir, come on.
Whoa.
He's putting his hands on him.
Walk away. I'm doing nothing. I've done nothing
here. He said walk.
All right. I've done nothing wrong here.
Now, why should you be forced to walk away from a scene like this anyway?
Because they don't want you filming it.
Yeah, and that's it. That's got to be it, right? What right do they have to clear the streets, public streets, of a crowd of people? In this case, we don't know if they're moving everyone away or just the cameraman, but that seems particularly outrageous, what they're doing in this case. But, of course, if you don't go along with what they say, then you get charged with disorderly conduct or obstructing government administration. So it's always a tough line to walk, especially when you're the only man with a camera. And even though there's a large crowd of people here, we don't know how many of the others in the crowd actually were bothering to record. Most of them probably have cameras on them in the form of their cell phones. But how many of them are willing to utilize them is another question.
Nothing wrong here.
He said, please.
I have done nothing wrong here.
All right.
Well, okay.
Walking away.
Have I done something wrong here? All right, what am I doing?
Look at me.
I'm sorry.
Look at me. Do you see
now, this cop comes over. Come over here. And
I was leaving.
Yeah, and he gets right up in his face as he's delivering this line.
I'm sorry. Look at me. Do you see the police presence here?
Yes.
Do you see us all? We're not f***ing around. Do you understand?
Am I interfering?
Do not disrespect us.
I'm not.
And do not listen to us.
I'm not disrespecting.
Now walk away and shut your f***ing mouth. You're going to jail.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I'm walking. Walk. Have I committed a crime, sir?
So... as he's walking away, the kid asks another question, and the cop turns around and storms right back up to him. We'll play the remainder of the clip here. This friendly cop with his nice language, that's not offensive at all, what he's saying. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733 is this kind of service that you'd like, that you're happy to pay for, the service and protection. You can share your thoughts, maybe your experiences. Certainly welcome. Or bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Some of those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no worries. You just click and download. They're yours, and they go back all the way to late 2006, all totally free at freetalklive.com. And you know what else is free? your first blockchain.info wallet. Now, you can have more than one if you want, but yeah, go and get your first Bitcoin wallet, or if you've already got one somewhere else, go get a blockchain one, because they are super handy, especially if you've got an Android phone. You can easily download their blockchain app from the Play Store, and then that makes it easy for you to send and receive money to anyone, anywhere in the world with Bitcoin, the world's premier decentralized currency. Plus, if you've got an iPhone, you're still stuck on the Apple system. Apple seems to not like Bitcoin, so they're trying to block you from installing any Bitcoin related apps. However, blockchain.info has a handy HTML5 app, which means it's just not something you install. You just go to their website, blockchain.info, on your phone's browser, and you should have full functionality just through your web browser. So again, if you need to send and receive Bitcoins, make it easy. Blockchain.info has the wallet that can do that for you. Again, blockchain.info. Go grab your Bitcoin wallet there right now. Now, we're going to continue the audio here, and then we'll go to your phone calls. Maryland cops, these appear to be Sheriff's Department, Baltimore County Sheriff's Department officers, arresting a man in the middle of the street in a college town. And there's a cameraman who is on the side of the street, and he's just trying to record this arrest. He's not being interfering in any sort of way towards the police. He's not heckling the police. If he were, he should be able to.
I'd like to point out that there have been a few studies, meaning that they've tried to roll out cameras, worn cameras by police officers. Police officers have cameras on their bodies as part of their uniform. And the results in Redondo Beach, California, I happen to have memorized, and that was that the uses of force diminished by 66%, which... I don't know. Maybe you'll come to the conclusion that I came to from that, which is that two times out of three, the police officers, when they used force, they didn't need to. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some other evidence that I'm not quite getting there. So uses of force diminished by 66%, and complaints about police brutality decreased by 80%. 80%. Four out of five complaints just disappeared. And so you really have to ask yourself, if police officers don't, they're getting fewer complaints on themselves, which apparently they don't care about in this, these guys, they don't care about that. You know, exactly what's going on here? I mean, their lives are better. This guy was making these police officers' lives better. If this guy complained that they were punching on him when they weren't, you said they weren't punching him, right?
Not that I saw, at least in the video.
Okay. And there's a video of them not punching him. It makes their case really good. So either A, they don't care about their case being made better because they're always going to win no matter what.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nearly every time. Or B, they believe they were doing something bad, right?
Well, they certainly weren't being very nice to the guy they were arresting, but you don't get to see the whatever it is that happens before the arrest. So the video picks up in the midst of the arrest, where the guy's already on the ground.
One would assume that either he doesn't have the video or it wasn't that interesting.
So we go on here with the audio. Just a recap for you. Here's the real winner section of the audio.
Look at me. I'm sorry. Look at me. Do you see the police presence here?
Yes.
Do you see us all? We're not around. Do you understand?
Am I interfering?
Do not disrespect us.
I'm not.
And do not listen to us.
I'm not disrespecting.
Now walk away and shut your mouth or you're going to jail. Okay. Do you understand?
Okay. I'm walking.
Not only do you not have the right to be, according to the police, you don't have the right to be in this public place where they're making an arrest as a cameraman, but you also must shut your effing mouth as well.
Have I committed a crime, sir? Whoa.
You want to go?
No, I did not. Well, man, dude,
don't,
I have done nothing here.
Don't open your mouth.
I thought I have freedom of speech.
You don't. You just lost it.
Okay.
I thought, walk away.
I'm sorry. Wow, man. You're pushing me for no reason here.
You good, man?
You're pushing me for no reason.
They're going to do what they want, so they got to go.
The guy at the end totally gets it. They're going to do what they want because they got a badge.
He's a Free Talk Live listener.
So let's go to the phones here. Dave is listening in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave. Dave in Vegas. Going once. Dave in Vegas.
There he is. I heard him.
I heard him.
Dave?
Hello?
Hey, there you go, sir.
Hey, can you guys hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, we got you. Go for it.
Hey, what I wanted to talk about that kind of relates to this perception that police have a dangerous job. I think you guys may have mentioned a while ago, you know, they have these rankings of the most dangerous jobs. Most of them, police aren't even in the top 10. And I actually pulled some statistics. According to 2012 FBI statistics for law enforcement, it says what it says is law enforcement officers, so I assume it includes, you know, FBI and other stuff, killed during a felony. It was 47 or 48 and 47 from accidents.
Over what time frame?
2012.
Okay.
So half of the time it's accidents, and we don't even know whose fault it is as far as the accidents go. It could very well be the officer's fault, right?
Yeah, I mean, it said like, you know, 20-something were like car accidents, and who knows, you know, how many times they start speeding with the lights on when they don't need to and stuff like that.
Well, we've read stories here on the air of police officers killing people with their, you know, lights on going to, you know, to either going to a situation or just going nowhere. There have been instances where they, you know, ran over a kid, a police officer ran over a kid, and he was really just, I mean, according to the department, it's like, well, you know, there wasn't really a call there.
Right. And the other statistic there, too, the FBI actually, and this was a quote, they said that they're not mandated to track killings by law enforcement officers, which is kind of crazy in itself. Hmm. But citizens that were killed in the commission of a felony, and this is from the FBI's own statistics for 2012, were 410, and then there was a true crime blog estimate that said 607 in total. So I don't know how many, you know, it definitely seems like there's a lot more. So, I mean, it's fair to say that, you know, citizens are more in danger from police officers than the other way around.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks. I would think everybody would think that police kill more people in a year than they themselves die. I mean, that would seem like that's average numbers. Now, a lot of, you know, some people would just not even think that any of those people that were killed were not guilty, though. You know,
right.
So that's kind of the way they look at it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's not the case. The other thing I wanted to mention, I mean, I think a lot of where this comes from. You know, if you watch, say, like a lot of TV shows that have cops, and then you have the cops that, you know, they have to violate people's rights to catch them because the law always protects the criminal and everybody's
Dirty Harry.
Yeah, and of course, you know, if they actually showed on the show what really happens, you know, it'd be boring. I mean, that's why, you know,
that was Barney Miller.
Yeah,
that was Barney Miller.
And the same with, you know, on the news, they're not going to show, you know, minor arrests. What they show is, you know, when someone gets murdered or show all these dangerous people, but that's still like less than 1% a lot of the times of the actual crimes. And then, of course, you have the police themselves. You know, if you see a police in an interview or something like that, they're going to make everything sound how dangerous it is. And, it's in their best interest.
Oh, yeah, they want to look like heroes, and sometimes they do things that are heroic, but you're right, there's other jobs that are much more dangerous than police officer. Thank you,
Fisherman.
Dave, for your call tonight.
Roofer.
Isn't garbage man more dangerous?
I don't know, but I can tell you truck driver is.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are there. We've got a bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you care about freedom, you want to get here to New Hampshire, as have done over 1,500 people now here as part of the Free State Project. Through the three of us in the studio tonight are three of those 1,500 people. We've got over 15,400 currently pledged to make the move. We want to reach 20,000, so we're still working on reaching that goal of 20,000. You can help us get there sooner by going to freestateproject.org, read about it, check out the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and then jump on over and sign up and get started. If you're still not sure, come up and see us here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time.
It's guaranteed to be a fun time, and from what I understand, today or tomorrow is going to be the last day that you can get the super early bird special discount price of $45 for the entire week. Porkfest.com is their website. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's happening in late June. I think I don't have the dates in front of me, but I think it's like the 22nd or the 23rd, June through the 29th or something like that. Just totally going off the top of my head there.
22nd through the 29th.
Yep, 22nd through the 29th. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. Again, freestateproject.org. And porkfest.com. So, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Last week, Johnson, there was a story that you wanted to share with our audience. We never had a chance to get to it. And it has to do with prescription medications.
That's right. Drugging of America. Well,
essentially what this article is talking about
is the fact that the American people are the most drugged people in the history of the planet.
Well, considering that drugs probably weren't readily available prior to, you know, 100 years ago, let's just call them the most drugged people on the planet.
Well, I mean, I don't know that America necessarily has more drugs available than anyone else, you know, anywhere else in the world in terms of, you know, pharmaceutical medication.
I'm not talking about where, I'm talking about when.
Sure. But, I mean, all things being equal, I would think that the drugs are now available over the entire planet now in time.
Yep. So but all things aren't equal.
Sure. Sure. So illegal drugs get most of the headlines, but the truth is that the number of Americans that are addicted to legal drugs is far greater than the number of Americans that are addicted to illegal drugs.
True.
It's amazing to think of.
More people die from prescription medication overdose than illegal drug overdose.
Right. So it says, as you will see...
That's an amazing thing to say, that more people die from, you know, prescription medication overdose, their prescription, than illegal drugs. Because, you know, the whole time we're brought up, we're scared to death about illegal drugs. And, you know, comparatively, not that many people... You're more likely to die from the prescription the doctor gives you.
It's true. Properly prescribed prescriptions, people die from that stuff.
Yep. So it says, as you will see below, close to 70% of all Americans are currently on at least one prescription drug.
Where is this, by the way?
70%
the source on this.
Okay. It's endoftheamericandream.com, so I don't know if they're where they sourced it from. But yeah.
Good enough. Go ahead.
It's a series of statistics. In addition, there are 60 million Americans that abuse alcohol and 22 million Americans that use illegal drugs. What that means is that...
What does abuse mean? And
right,
let's see, 60%
sure.
of Americans, that's 20%.
We don't know what abuse means.
Actually, it's funny. They put abuse alcohol in quotes as well, so they are aware of the, you know...
Yeah, so we don't know what the study it is that they're citing, what they consider abuse to be. I would consider abuse to be that you're using it to the point where it is affecting your daily abilities, essentially.
It's hard to drink alcohol and not have some kind of effect, even if you do make it to work. You know, how groggy are you? Because, I mean, basically you can't drink and not be hungover.
That's what they say. The definition of addiction is it's when it's negatively affecting your life.
Yeah.
I think that's even when it's a personal judgment that it's negatively affecting your life.
I can't see how anybody drinks and doesn't have it to negatively affect their life at some point. Even if you go out on a Friday night and you get crunk, and you know the next morning you sleep in and you don't go out jogging like you normally would or whatever, it's a negative effect.
Sure. I think it depends on the level of how much you're drinking. So it goes on to say that this means that almost everyone that you meet is going to be on something or other, you know. This sounds absolutely crazy, but it is true. We are literally being drugged out of our minds. In fact, as you will read below, there are 70 million Americans that are taking mind-altering drugs right now. If it seems like most
right
people...
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, like right now?
Yeah, like right now.
Okay. Today or right now?
Right now, like today.
70 million.
Yeah.
Ian's not, and Ian's not included. He's on the air.
If it seems like most people cannot think clearly these days, it's because they can't. We love our legal drugs, but it's getting worse and worse with each passing year. And considering the fact that big corporations are making tens of billions of dollars by peddling their drugs, to the rest of us, don't expect things to change anytime soon. The following 19 statistics about the drugging of America are almost too crazy to believe. Now, I want to couch this story real quick. Actually, part of the reason why I find this story so interesting and why I was looking for information like this is actually due to an interesting theory that was raised by Antigone Darling of she does the
Sex, Lies, and Anarchy
yeah radio show. It's one of my favorite shows, and she has this theory that
she is just as smart as she could be. I mean,
yes,
you know, I'm just surprised every time I hear one of her new theories. I'm like, huh.
They're fantastic. Well,
sometimes she's just off the wall, but other times, I mean, who isn't?
You'll like this one. This is her theory for the fact that not only is a zombie apocalypse possible in reality, but this drugging of America is exactly how it would happen. Imagine this, that there is an economic collapse in the United States, And so not only are people unable to get food, and, you know, if there's bread lines and whatnot, but these same people, these 70 million Americans that are currently taking antidepressants and Ritalin and, you know, whatever other crazy, you know, medication.
And 60 million that are drinking. And, then,
they're getting addicted to it. Imagine that all of a sudden, in the course of like a week or 2 weeks, all that's cut off. Everyone's addictions, everyone's antipsychotic medication, everyone's, you know, everyone who has these mental diseases that
there'll be suicides, you know, crazy psychotic episodes. Yeah. Yeah.
Real life zombie apocalypse.
It sounds like it would be bizarre. That's the best you got?
That's all I got for us. You got a crowd of people fighting or something.
Sure, you just
no car
it.
Crashes or.
Oh, I got a car crash. I got that. Yeah.
These should have been played in rapid succession. But so, with
two
this,
of them for you.
With this real life zombie apocalypse in mind, I'm going to go into these statistics that they have here. An astounding 70 million Americans are taking legal mind altering drugs right now. Two, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, doctors wrote more than 250 million prescriptions for antidepressants during 2010.
Oh, wow.
250 million. There are 310 million people.
Now, hold on. Just because they wrote that many prescriptions doesn't mean they're all for individuals.
Right.
Remember, if you have a prescription for something, it probably expires after 2 or 3 months. So,
right.
So divide that by three.
One individual
three
might get three in a year. Yeah, exactly.
Four?
According to a study conducted by the Mayo Clinic, nearly 70% of all Americans are on at least one prescription drug. An astounding
70%. Yeah. It's a big number.
Yeah. An astounding 20% of all Americans are on at least five prescription drugs.
How? What's the number? 20%?
20%.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
And actually, when you consider the oldest 20% of Americans,
yeah,
that's
what I'm thinking. Is a lot of that's heart medication, blood pressure medication.
Americans spent more than $280 billion on prescription drugs during 2013. Number five, according to the CDC, approximately 9 out of every 10 Americans that are at least 60 years old say that they have taken at least one prescription drug within the last month. And then number
What's
six...
the number? Nine out of ten?
Nine out of ten, yeah.
9 out of 10 Americans? Or?
Yeah, 9 out of 10 Americans that are at least 60 years old say that 60. They have taken
All
at
right.
least one prescription drug within the past month.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Maybe you want to talk about your addiction to prescription medications or whatever is on your mind. Share your story here on Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9498. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Even if you are just doped up, as long as you can pick up your phone and dial through your haze, 855-450-FREE, because Johnson's giving us the statistics here about Americans and how many drugs that they're currently taking. A significant portion of Americans are on some sort of psychotropic or other kind of prescription medication, whether they actually have a prescription for it or not. There's a tremendous amount of people that are on these things. You're welcome to share your thoughts and experiences at 855-450-FREE. And also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by ProXPN, Global Virtual Private Network, that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth and before it gets to your internet service provider. Now, there was an interesting email that we had received recently about this, Mark. There was a customer who was a little concerned.
Yeah.
With some experience they've had with ProXPN, or actually experience that his friends had, because he had recommended ProXPN to them.
And when you have, what, hundreds or, I don't know, hundreds or thousands of people, you know, our advertising attracts however many people it attracts, I have no idea, to ProXPN, obviously.
They keep sponsoring us, so that's a good sign. Right,
right? And I sincerely hope we bring them lots of business. But you're going to have, at some point or another, you're going to have a problem, right?
So he emailed us to give us a heads up as to what was going on. We forwarded the info on to the CEO of ProXPN. But basically,
I wouldn't know who else to contact, frankly.
Right. Basically, what was happening was his friends, now this hadn't happened to him, but his friends who he'd recommended use ProXPN had gotten a couple of emails from ProXPN about a violation of the DMCA Act, the Digital Millennium Copyright
Really?
Act, in regards to torrenting. Now, of course, we've advertised ProXPN as you can privately torrent with ProXPN.
Right. So how are they getting contacted?
Right. And so the so Mike Strauss, who is the CEO, wrote back to Jesse, who had emailed us with concern, and he explained that, yes, in fact, you can torrent all you like. We're required to pass along complaints, but we are not required, nor would we comply with any request for user information without a federal court order if the user is on a U.S. IP. We receive well over 2,000 automated DMCA complaints per day, and the only way we can continue to operate in U.S. space is to forward them to the user of the IP at that time. We only log the IP of the user connecting to ProXPN, and we only keep that data for 10 to 14 days max, period. We don't log activity of any kind, period. So in this case,
I don't want to blow up anybody's spot, but I thought the ProXPN had made it clear that they don't keep any logs. Now they're saying that they
don't log your activity.
Okay, but they're still keeping an IP log for 10 to 14 days. That would come as some news to a lot of people.
We've never said they didn't keep IP logs as far as, like,
I don't know about, we knew that from what we're saying. I'm talking about.
No, we knew that from the very, very beginning. I mean, I knew that. I remember that being the case. They have to have that for some kind of, you know, reason to do their business, and I'm not entirely sure what that is. But I think that the grace that Mike handled this with was, to me, really indicative of somebody.
Well, I haven't finished reading the email here, but
I don't think he's going to suddenly get really angry.
What we advertise for ProXPN, Johnson, is that your ISP is logging everything you do online.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And they're logging every search term you enter. ProXPN does not do those things. They do not log your activity. They do keep a log of when you connect to their service. That's basically all they they do. And so going on here with the statement from the CEO, he says, in this case, the owner of that material uses automated scanning software to detect every IP connected to the torrent, and then they auto-send the DMCA complaint to the owner of the IP. We have to be proactive in letting clients know to remove the content. Often they just disconnect and reconnect to an offshore IP to avoid seeing these. We don't suspend the account, cancel, or share any details of the account. If we did, we'd be out of business in about 5 minutes. In a nutshell, tell your customers and friends to use offshore servers if they want to avoid this. The Netherlands server, for instance, will be just as fast, and it's where our company is based. Privacy laws there are fantastic as well. Either way, their accounts and privacy are safe. So, quick tip, if you're using ProXPN to privately torrent, do not use their U.S.-based servers, or you may be subject to receiving these complaints. Now, again, they're probably not going to have to reveal your identity unless they get a court order. In this case, if you are using their U.S. servers, but why risk that? Just connect to their international servers, and you should be good to go. So if you want to connect to their international servers and you want to do torrenting, you do have to have their premium account at ProXPN. And when you're ready to get one of those, you can use code FTL20 to get 20% off. And then, you know what I'd like to
point
out?
It's like he gave them a free privacy lesson, too, you know, that the CEO of this company went.
Well, he knows a lot more about it than we do.
Here you go. Here's a privacy lesson for you.
Don't connect to the U.S. servers. So they're there, and they're convenient to have. But ultimately, if you want to make sure you're avoiding any torrent hassles, use their international server, and specifically their Netherlands server. So again, use discount code FTL20, get that 20% off, and that's for the lifetime of your account. If you want to save even more, you can pay with Bitcoin by the annual plan, and you'll save 33% that way. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, but just as an example of this was, I was so blown away by this level of customer service. Number one, he got a response from the CEO, which is pretty cool. Number two, in this case, this guy was well beyond 7 days, so he was upset later on. He had already been a happy user of this. Then he heard some feedback from some friends, and so the CEO at the very end of his email does say that he's going to give him a lifetime account for free.
Wow!
As a result of that,
yeah, it's a lot of class.
But. Yeah. And he actually went above and beyond that, too. He offered him a code that he could share, since he was sharing it with his friends, where he'd get a spiff for everybody that he signed up. So not only, you know, is he getting a lifetime account for free, but anybody he brings on board now that he knows better how the service works, anybody he brings on board, he's going to get $10 a head if he signs up for that. So, well, it's a way to turn around a negative, you know, customer complaint into something I think that worked out. So there you go. ProXPN.com/FTL. Remember, you can start with their free account, but you don't get to do private torrenting with the free account, and you don't get access to the international servers with the free account. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20. So I just wanted to share that with you. We continue here. Any more statistic, Johnson, that you want to share about drug use, prescription drug use in America?
Yeah, there are a few more statistics here. So according to the Department of Health and Human Services, 22 million Americans use illegal drugs, and I would guess that number is probably low since it's coming from the Department of Health and Human Services. Incredibly, more than 11% of Americans that are 12 years of age or older admit that they have driven home under the influence of alcohol at least once during the past year.
And what's the percentage?
11% of all Americans that are 12 years of age or older. So I don't know how many Americans there are that are under 12 years of age and have driven home on the...
Still a large percentage of the population is over 12. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting, driven, and they're using age 12, but they're using the age of 12 for a driving statistic. I just find that kind of interesting, too.
You didn't drive before you were legally allowed?
No, I did not really. I mean, not in any kind of meaningful respect, and certainly not while drunk.
Nope, I didn't drive before I was legally allowed to drunk. It's so nice to be able to say something out there wrong and bad that I didn't do.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there is an unintentional drug overdose death in the United States every 19 minutes. In the United States today, prescription painkillers kill more Americans than heroin and cocaine combined.
Painkillers kill more people than heroin and cocaine combined. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the painkillers are opiate-based painkillers, right. So they're similar to heroin, but they're not illegal.
According to the CDC, approximately 750,000 people a year are rushed to emergency rooms in the United States because of adverse reactions to pharmaceutical drugs. According to Alternet, 11 of the 12 new-to-market drugs approved by the FDA were priced above $100,000 per patient per year in 2012.
I don't know what that means.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's a stunning statistic. 11 of the 12, so, you know, more than 90% of new-to-market drugs approved by the FDA during the year of 2012,
mm-hmm.
their price was above $100,000 per year.
Meaning to the patient?
Per patient, yes. Oh,
that's incredible.
Okay. That's what I thought you might have meant, but I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intellectual property laws are really serving us here.
And, of course, a lot of cases, the insurance companies are footing that bill as well. What is your
that's $100,000 divided by 365. I'm just wondering what the daily cost on that is.
That's a lot of damn money. That's a lot of money.
Wow!
$300 a day?
Thousands.
And that's 11 out of 12 of the drugs. That's outstanding.
Three.
All right, we're going to come back with more here. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Share your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn. And you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.